بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Every Nabi has three basic functions. One is Ta'lim. Number two is Tabligh. And number three is Tazkiyah. You won't find a Nabi that did not engage in these three works. Tabligh is to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala. Perform namaz, give out zakat, do hajj. That's the conveying of the message of Allah Ta'ala. Then it comes ta'lim. Ta'lim will come at a second level. We have accepted that we need to perform namaz. Now show us how to perform namaz. So ta'lim will come at a second level after the message has been conveyed. So the Nabi will instruct and he will show how the namaz is to be performed. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Then at the third level, at the furthest level or the last level is tazkiyah. The namaz is to be performed as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. Ta'lim generally relates to the zahir. So, to imitate the zahir is not a very difficult thing. This is how you will make ruku, this is how you will make sajda, this is how you will make qawma, this is how you will complete your namaz. So to imitate the zahir is not a very difficult thing because it's before you. But what is required is do that namaz as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that requires tazkiyah. The heart needs to be very clean. The simile and the example of the heart is like of a mirror. Dil tajalli gahe akbarast. The example of the heart is like a mirror. So if the mirror is very clean and clear, the reflection will be very clear. But if it's covered in dust and it's covered with some type of a cloth, will it have any reflection? Will it be able to reflect anything? It can't reflect anything. Why? Because though it's got the property of reflecting, but it's covered in dust. As a result, now it can't do its function. Its function is only possible if the dust is dusted out. It's cleaned out. When it's cleaned out, now it can do its function. So, the third work of the Nabi is tazkiyah. When we come to this earth, then we are confronted with earthly conditions. And that earthly conditions sometimes cover our hearts and cover our minds. When it covers our hearts and our minds, now this dust has to be removed. It has to be cleansed. It has to be removed. The father blesses his children with all type of comforts, all types of good things. The father blesses his children, wealth and good time and whatever else, whatever is within his means, he blesses them. Then after they have grown well and they have really, really prospered, then the father says, you know, lend me some 100 rands or 200 rands. Now the son says, that, do you think that money grows on trees? And we just give you the money now. So what has happened to the child? The child's mind has been covered because of the type of life that he leads, because of the worldly commitments he has, his mind has been covered. Whereas if his wife had to ask him for that 100 rands, he would readily give it. But if his father asks for that 100 rand, he can't give that 100 rands. So his heart has been covered. Now, when his heart is covered, he can't see things in true perspective. He can't see that, you know, my father worked so hard. It was he who was the cause of me becoming so prosperous and so wealthy. Today he needs 100 rands. I mustn't give him 100 rands, I must give him 1,000 rands. And he will feel guilty within himself that why did I allow my father to come and ask me? I should have taken the initiative and seen what was his needs. Without him even having to ask me, I would have seen to his needs and his requirements. So he will feel guilty within himself. But when the child's heart is totally covered with worldly material comfort, with material significance and importance, and he forgets the other side of it, he looks at it from just one dimension, then obviously now he will look at his father as an obstruction in the way of progress, as an obstruction, as a blockage in the way of material progress. Now this person here, he is an obstruction in the way of material progress. He can't do anything. He's an impediment, he's an obstruction. He won't progress and he won't let anybody else progress. Why doesn't he die? So now he look at his father in a different way. More especially when the father has become aged now, now he look at him in a different way. Okay, he is not progressing himself and he's not letting anybody else progress. He must die. There's the end of him. He's good for nothing now. He's just lying on the bed, he's passing his days, going for namaz a little bit. Otherwise, he's good for nothing. So what's the good of this man here? So he's looking at his father from a different perspective. When he looks at him from this perspective, then he sees a very narrow vision. His vision is really blocked, is covered up. See? So the Nabi comes to clear your vision. Your vision is cleared up. You see the present and you see the unseen, as though you are seeing the unseen. When you say as though you are seeing the unseen, in other words, that dimension of life that is not before you, you haven't lost cognizance of it. It's not before me, but I know it has happened. I know that this is the favors that were done to me. And I know that if I return these favors, then I will be rewarded even more. So he doesn't lose sight of that other dimension. One dimension he sees, the other dimension he cannot see. The father once shouted his son, you know, I took all the hardship for your education. I sent you to England and you learnt a profession, you learnt a career. Now today you are a prosperous person. So don't you see that it is my hard effort that brought you to where you are? So the child, he returns and he says to the father, what do you mean that you have done a favor to me? You have been just taking some enjoyment from your wife and I was a result of that accident. See how he looks at it. He looks at it differently. You've been just enjoying yourself. He doesn't even say mother. You've been enjoying yourself with your wife and I was a result of that accidental meeting. I was a result. So what are you asking for? So that mind becomes corroded, becomes polluted. He only sees from one dimension. So the Nabi comes, when the Nabi comes, he comes to clear your vision, clear your sight. That you see, today your father is in this position, tomorrow you will be in that very position. Today your father wants your kindness, he wants your affection. Tomorrow you will want that kindness and that affection from your children. So these things are going to come around as well. So the Nabi, he makes you see, and he makes you see positively, he makes you see from all dimensions. But the Ummat is like the child. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi says, Atfal, Khalq Atfaland. Khalq Atfaland. Says, people are the children. People are like children. And he says thereafter, that the only person that has matured, who has come out of his, who has come out of himself, who has come out of his immaturity, who has come out from his narrowed vision, that is the person that has matured. Otherwise, he is a child still. His vision is still very, very narrowed. When he comes out from that narrowed vision, now he becomes a mature person. You see, that person that steals, or he commits a crime, then we say that his vision is very, very narrow. Why we say that his vision is narrow? Because that stealing will bring about immediate comfort, but afterwards it will put him behind the bar. It will put him into prison. He will have to languish in prison for many, many long years. So therefore we say that that person's vision is very narrow. He is an immature person. His vision is not matured. So therefore, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah says that this person's vision is immature. He's chasing after these things here. He's running after these things. And he doesn't realize that in a few days, he'll become a prisoner to all this. This comfort that he is running after, he'll become a prisoner. He's running after wealth, then he'll become a prisoner to wealth. He's running after temptations, then he'll become a prisoner to temptations. We feel that a person only becomes a prisoner to, he only becomes an addict or a prisoner to drugs. Drugs is one of those things that a person can imprison himself, can become addicted to. But pleasures also. Sakratul dunya wa sakratul aish. Sakratul jahl wa sakratul aish. These are the two things that the hadith has warned about. One is sakratul jahl, the intoxication of ignorance. You are floating around in ignorance. And the other is comfort. So this comfort also is a intoxication. When you say intoxication, in other words, you are imprisoned, you can't move out of it. Like a person that is intoxicated is prisoned, he can't move. He can't think, he can't understand. Everything is tied, he's tied, he's imprisoned. He can't see beyond. So this is the third function of the Nabi. The third function of the Nabi is tazkiyah. Now what happens to men is, they learn concepts. When they learn concepts, then after learning the concept, then we feel that we have acquired that same concept. So the learning of it is a different thing, and having the concept is a different thing. One Buzurg had spoken about Bu Ali Sina, that akhlaq nadarand, he doesn't have character. So Bu Ali Sina, Avicenna, now the founder of medicine, when he heard this comment, he got very, very upset. And he wrote a big, thick kitab all about character. And he sent it up to this Buzurg. So the Buzurg answered the whole kitab in another sentence. It says, Man na goyam ki akhlaq nami danand. Man goyam ki akhlaq nami darand. I didn't say that he doesn't know character. I said he doesn't have character. Having is a different thing, and knowing it is a different thing. So I didn't say that he doesn't have it. I don't say that he doesn't know it. I say that he doesn't have it. So this is where most people make a mistake. Is we write a small kitab, or we give a bayan, or we counsel someone else about good character, thinking to ourselves that I know what it is all about. But having it is different, and knowing it is different too. It's a world apart. It's not one and the same thing. So this tazkiyah, when this tazkiyah is done, then good character, everything falls in place. Good character has been summarized into three things. Bastul wajh. One is bastul wajh. it's summarized. See, these muhakkikin, they've seen the whole chapter of good character and they summarized the whole thing. So the one aspect of good character is bastul wajh. You have a cheerful countenance at all times. Don't pull up your face. Small little thing and now you pulled up your face. One day, two days, and your face is pulled up. Go home now. Tight face, tight lipped. So the wife can't speak, you can't speak, children can't speak, they're all scared now. Because what if we're going to speak something just now, the bomb is just going to explode. So rather just keep quiet, let the bomb rest. Otherwise it will just explode. So everybody is afraid. But if you've got a smiling countenance, you go into the house, smiling countenance. Otherwise you'll see the wife when you come home, when you become too proud of yourself, when you become too confident, overconfident of yourself, what happens? You will tell your wife, you know, I'm burning in the figure of the ummat, and you are burning in the heat of the stove. I'm burning in the heat of the ummat, and you are burning in the heat of the stove. See how you will look at things, as though you the only person that is doing work. Everybody else is just cutting grass. So this is how you will look at things. But if there is a smiling countenance, now the wife sees you, the children sees you, so now it's an approachable person, an accessible person, we can talk to him, and we feel comfort, we feel tranquility, we feel fulfillment when we talk to him, he sees man, hey, mashallah, came here, when he's coming? When he's coming? He's coming, hey. So we're waiting for him to come. Otherwise, hey, the longer he stays in the shop, is better for us. At least we'll be calm and we'll be composed. Just now he comes here, the whole thing will be in a disarray. The whole thing will be a shambles here. We have machini here. So rather he just stay. He's gone for holiday, he's gone for umrah. He might just stay in Allah, just keep him for long. More in Jamaat or more in the Khanqa. So we'll have some peace and comfort here. See? So they won't like your presence. So you need to have a smiling countenance. Face must be smiling. Easy to get along. The Sahaba Kiram, well, layyin al-janib. If you look at the sifat, layyin al-janib, easy to get along. Not pulled up, and not worked up, and can't get along with them. So, who is able to do that? Bastul wajh is a person who is very complete and comprehensive. I was teaching the children are feeling comfortable with him. Otherwise, they asked one question, and there, the bomb just went. Now, the children are just waiting for the bomb to subside. Now the next time they will never ask a question. See, if you will ask one question now, you're going to be the problem. So ask one question and that explosion, it only took 2 days to subside. That explosion took 2 days to subside. Now how are you going to ask? So they won't ask. So you see this bastul wajh. Sometimes we just read that hadith and bastul wajh, kaful adha, and finish class. But we analyze it within ourselves. That what is the meaning of bastul wajh? Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi, his love for his students was such, his love for his students was such, the students could perceive it. He said it was like each meeting with the Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah was such. Okay, say for example, a woman was pining for a child, can't get children. She went for all the gynaecs, didn't work out. Went and did this test and ovary test and whatever other test she did, didn't work out. But for all ta'weezes and amaliyat, everything else didn't work out. Eventually after 10, 15 years, she got one beautiful child. Now the child is the chi of her heart. It's a part of her, it's like the coolness of her eyes. It's a jewel of her life. The child comes, is very promising, and there's a lot of goodness that you see in the child. Very promising child. He's growing, and every coming day he's bringing about some new cheer. He's promising, and he's cute, and he's just responding. Everything that you want in the child, you just see in the child. Now, after 1-2 years of so much of beauty and enjoyment, suddenly the child goes missing. Now, what happens to the mother? How helter-skelter she goes. Then, with all that ghabraat and all that uneasiness, suddenly out of the blues the child comes. So what happens to that mother's heart after that? How happy doesn't she become? Like as though she's in Jannah. When she saw the child, as though she's got a Jannah. She becomes so excited. So they say that the Shaykh Ulin Rahmatullahi, when he would see his student, then this is the type of enjoyment and happiness. And with every meeting, not just one meeting, every meeting you would find the type of happiness. So the child, the student also feels so wanted. Right? The student also feels, hey, I am liked, I am beloved, I am dear to him. Sahaba Kiram, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, when he saw Rasulullah sat in his company, so he felt within himself that Rasulullah loves him most. Rasulullah showed so much of love, so much of kindness, and so much of happiness with the Sahaba Kiram, that each one felt that Rasulullah loves him most. So much so that he took the initiative to ask Nabi Sam once. See, the love was so much, that love was overspilling. So one day he took the initiative to ask, Ya Rasulullah, and who's most dear? Then Nabi Sam had to say it. He said, obviously Abu Bakr and Umar. But on the side of Nabi Sam, he showed so much of love that Abdullah ibn Amr al-Asad wasn't so near. I don't say he wasn't good and a close Sahabi, but he wasn't as near as these other Sahaba Kiram. But the love that Nabi Sam had displayed made him feel, okay, I am most loved, I am most liked. See? This is Bastul Waj. And this Bastul Waj is required. Last night I was explaining that these things have to be started, has to start from the center, from the nearest people. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Who is starting from? The people that are immediate. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Parents, then relatives. وَالْجَارِ الْقُرْبَى. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ. Was that verse after that? وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. The miskeen, the destitute. Then the neighbor that is close to you. So who's the closest neighbor to you? Who's the closest neighbor to you? Who's closest to you? Everything must give tafsir. Eh? Mm-hmm. One person, he just graduated. Like I said, the old days, they used to go to London to graduate. Came back. So there's a big reception. All graduates and all people that had studied English and all that, they came to receive him. That time at the harbour, you know, they came to receive him at the port, gave him a very well warm welcome. So in the rush, the father also came. The father, coming from a village, so he had all his blanket and his shawl and his dihati and village shoes and that village shawl over his head, like a real dihati, came to receive the son. Huh? So now, all these people are graduates, they want the shoes, boot, ties and all that, caps and all. So they felt uncomfortable with the presence of this villager here. So they asked the person that arrived, who is this person here? He's come to receive us. No, he's my neighbor. He's my neighbor, he came to receive me. The villager was also smart. The father was also quite smart. So yeah, I'm his mother's neighbor. So silenced him for life. See, I'm his mother's neighbor. See. So, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. See that? So, the people that are immediate in the tartib, that sequence, those that are immediate, that's those that are nearest to you, what type of love, what type of affection, what type of kindness you display to them? وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ. As Fatima Ardina, hadith says, when Nabi Sam is embarking upon a safar, then she is the last person that Nabi Sam meets. And when he returns from the safar, then she is the first person that Nabi Sam meets. Do you see that? I thought about this many a times, thinking, why is Nabi Sam? Or there may be many other reasons. One is because of her martaba, her maqam, her position, etc. But one other reason that's coming to my mind I haven't seen it anywhere. He said Fatima had nobody here in Medina Munawwara. You look at it, she had nobody. Her Hamza already passed away in Uhud. Right? That was her uncle. Right? Abbas only came to Medina Munawwara about 7-8 year. Right? Conquest of Makkah, then he came. So all the years, there's nobody around here. She had no mahram relative. So Rasulullah had to fill up. Her mother was also late. Her Khadija was also late. So she didn't have a mother. Then Abbas had not yet come. And Hamza was gone already. So she had nobody she had. So Rasulullah had to fill up the position of a father and a mother. So he showed her that additional love. Do you see this consideration? I have to see it. I haven't seen it, but this is obvious. This is obvious. It's not something that is not obvious. It's obvious. So you have to fill up. See the amount of love. Rasulullah sees her when she comes to the house. Rasulullah stands up for her, shakes her hand, holds her hand, and seats her in his place. So the amount of time, amount of respect that he shows to her. Now these are, they may seem to be very small, very insignificant, but really it shows the personality of the person. What is the personality of the person? So this is the one aspect of good character, bastul wajh, smiling countenance. Allah will grant us that. In Nizamuddin Markaz, in those days, Mawlana Suleiman Janji, now he's marhum, Allah will fill his grave with Noor. Then after Isha in Nizamuddin is late, right? It's late already. About 11 o'clock and all that. Then they have Talim after that. So after the Talim, only good for the bed after that, nothing else. Nothing else, just for the bed, lights out. Lights out means really lights out, finished. And I suppose they tie you to that point that you can't do anything else. Delhi Sheher mein, you rehte hue, you're living in Delhi, but you're not living in Delhi as though. Then you got all the excitement, all the show, everything, all the novelties got. But the way they tie you out, in the cheer they tie you out, that after that you're not good for anything, not for Karimis and not for anybody else. You're light out. So Mawlana Suleiman Janji, he gives the talk after Isha. Now he sees now everybody's, they're not focused a little bit because it's late now. So he says, "Are Chehra, kyun is tarah se bana hua hai? Your face, why is it pulled up? Zara muskurao zara." Now the person don't want to laugh, but he has to laugh. Zara muskurao do. I would see sometimes Hazrat Ji is coming from the corner, he also laughs. Sometimes Uval Paralpur is there, he also. Everybody, there's a smile. Why? It's a talim session. It's a session of talim. And in the talim session, you need to be happy. Spirits must be nice. Spirits must be high. So you're receiving. But your spirits are down now, it's going to sleep, pulled in a little bit. Will you be able to receive? You're not going to be able to receive. So you need to bring the person's spirits up again. See? So, the teacher, how must he conduct himself? Bastul Waj. You are not only a teacher, you are a husband to the house. You are a teacher to your students, right? You are a friend to your satis. So when they see you, they see it's the cheer that is coming in. That is why Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah says that don't you be the giver of the bad news. Someone died, something happened, you don't be the giver of the bad news. Because if you gave bad news one day, say he died, he fell in an accident, so whenever they see him, hey, you know what happened now. Just see him, he just comes sometimes, just comes into the room, you don't know what he's coming with now. Someone died or some accident. So you don't be the giver of the bad news. You don't be the giver. Let someone else do that. You don't be the giver of the bad news. See that bastul wajh. So when you're giving good news, so when they see you, they get anticipated. They anticipate. They feel so nice, eager, mashallah. Yesterday he brought a news that I got a free ticket to Dubai for 1 month. Yesterday he brought that news. Today, you know what news he's going to bring. Maybe to America, I've got another ticket. So when you see the person, you get happy. He's bringing, whenever he's coming good news. See the hadith which says, Bashiru, Bashira, wala tunakhira. What a beautiful hadith. And she says, this Bastul Waj, I'm talking about Bastul Waj, and look at it from different dimensions. Bashira, wala tunakhira. Would give good news. Your countenance already must be a good news. Countenance, you're looking good news. People then feel they have a hope in Islam. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam used to cry a lot with the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salam used to be always smiling. So they both met, both were contemporaries, both met. Yahya alayhi salam used to cry so much that the skin of his cheeks used to fall off. You know that tears have a little bit of acid content. It has a acid content, if it's too much, then it will burn the skin. So the skin used to drop off. The flesh used to drop off. And his mother used to put some cotton wool just to shape it up again, that he may not look so bad. See. So both met. When they both met, so Isa alayhi salam is advising, admonishing his brother Yahya alayhi salam. Brother means all the Anbiya are brothers. You don't mean biological brothers, but Anbiya alayhi salam are all brothers. He's advising his brother that you don't have hope in the mercy of Allah, that you cry so much. So Yahya alayhi salam is advising Isa alayhi salam, don't you fear Allah, that you're laughing all the time? All the time you are laughing. When I see you, you're laughing. When I see you, you're always crying. So Allah Ta'ala sent one Farishta to advise them both. Yahya alayhi salam, when in seclusion, you must be like how you are. And Isa alayhi salam, when in people, you must be like how you are. In seclusion, be like Yahya, but in public, be like Isa alayhi salam. In seclusion, be like Yahya alayhi salam, but in public, be like Yahya alayhi salam. Must be the other way around, that when you're in public, then you're crying and shouting and everything around. You know, crowding, shouting, and raving and roaring, you know, when you're with people. Then when you're quiet, then you're laughing. Mustn't be that. Must be the other way around. When you people cheer, make them feel happy, make them feel wanted, make them feel respected, you'll get something out of them. You'll get something good out of them. Even if it's the weakest person, the student is the weakest person, but you're showing, you know, you love him, you like him. You don't wait for him to love you. You show the love. See, the love comes from above. Remember that the love comes from above. It doesn't come from beneath. You don't wait for him to love you. You show the love. Rasulullah SAW had made dua, O Allah Ta'ala, strengthen Islam through Umar or what's the other name? Abu Jahl, what is his name? Hisham. Hakim. So where the love came from? From Abu Jahl, Umar, or came from Nabi SAW? Where the love came from? Who made the dua? Nabi SAW made the dua. So where the love came from? Came from above. It didn't come from, you know. So you don't wait for the love to come. You show the love. You show the love. When you carry on showing the love, then that land that has the capacity will respond. There is some land that will not respond at all. And there is the other land that will respond. See, the rain comes, right? And the rain comes, and it falls on different type of land. One land doesn't do any good to that land, like the road, you know the road? Rain falls on the road, any good to the road? Nothing. Right? And it's a farmland, it's doing good. Right? If it's a lake, it's doing good. So there will be that land that will be just wasting, but that thing will keep pouring. So you keep pouring your love and your goodness, you must keep pouring it. There will be some land that will reject, and there will be other land that will accept. But because of that rejecting, the rain won't say, I must stop my rain now. This thing is not rejecting, it's rejecting. It will keep pouring. It will keep pouring. And there will be someone who will come up. Someone will come up. You just keep pouring. You don't look at that. Don't look at that. Oh, this person is like this. This person. You don't just disregard that. You keep pouring. You keep pouring your goodness. You keep pouring your love, your affection, your muhabbat. You should keep pouring that. In time to come, whoever's muqaddar it is, and he will receive. For the first aspect of good character is bastul wajh. See, the teacher, not only the teacher, the mu'min, he's got so many dimensions. He's a husband, he's a friend to his satis. At home, he's a husband, he's a father. In the madrasa, he's a teacher. To his satis, he's a friend. So he's liked right throughout. La khayra fi man la ya'alif wa la yu'laf. You can't show love, and you aren't loved. You can't show love, and you don't show love. You can't show love, and you aren't loved. They don't like you. There's no good in you. So there must be something, some problem within you, no? You must show love. Don't worry about receiving love, but you must ensure that I'm giving love. Don't be obsessed about am I receiving the love. Don't worry about that. Yes, you must be obsessed, am I showing the love? This is how a mu'min must conduct himself. Am I showing the love? As Anas says, when the Nabi Sam had come to Medina Munawwara, everything had just lit up. Everything lit up. Everything. Adhaat bihi kullu shay. Everything just lit up. And when he left, everything became gloomy. See? So, when you come in, everything must just light up. So you make sure that you're showing love. You make sure that you're showing happiness. When people are there, people's spirits are down, you're bringing up the spirits. Bashira. You're not breaking spirits, you're bringing up spirits. The Quran wants us to break spirits, but to bring up spirits. To break spirit and to become depressive, despondent, that's a Hindu custom. It's not a Muslim custom. Once I was coming out from Nizamuddin, so I saw one car inside. I could see now there was some like a curtain on the windows, you see, the curtain, whatever, like how you get tinted windows, so you can't see now what's inside. And both the sides I see like as though there's some festival, some get together. So there's a two lines of people all dressed up, like how they would be dressed up in a wedding or something, smartly dressed, suit, boot, tie and all that. They dressed up nicely. There's a car coming, all in cheerful mood. Everybody's in cheerful mood. All seem to like Hindus, all in very, very cheerful mood. But the car that is coming out, I can hear someone crying, you know, for no more. Hey, I'm thinking, oh, what's happened now? Here they are so cool and they're so relaxed, and the car is full of crying and lamenting, and someone is shouting, you know, shouting the guts out. So I asked, what happened? I'm still a student now, we're still figuring out what happened now. Something very odd. So I said, no, it's a wedding. I said, so then what? If it's a wedding, then what? I said, no, what they do in the wedding is they have a record. They have a record, a tape playing. He says, you know, you were the cherry of the eye of your mother. I remember that day your mother used to take the, she used to feed you with her own hands, put the food into your mouth, you know. I remember how you sit in her laps, you know. And the day, you were like the cherry of the house. You were the rose of the whole, of the whole street, you know, people just love you and like you and all that. And the father, you know, remember those days that he used to be carrying you in your laps, in his laps. And your father is crying one side, your mother is crying on the other end, your uncle is, he's got no end of his tears. Now that girl doesn't want to cry, but she is forced to cry. It's tears that are induced, you know, that induced labor, that's induced tearing. It's induced, not induced labor, it's inducing tearing. So that's Hindu style. Now, unfortunately, some of these Hindu things, we have got it. Innaka rajulun fika jahiliyatun. That jahiliyat, that Hindu rivaj, we still got in within ourselves. We still got the thing. So it's got nothing to do with Islam. It's induced, that crying, that agony, that grief is induced. We're inducing it, inflicting it. We can turn the whole thing around.
make it a happy occasion. You can do it. But no, we want to go the kind route. So why should we unnecessarily make it a crying event? See? So the Quran so doesn't want you to be despondent, becoming low spirited, break your spirit. The Quran is saying itself, لا تهينوا ولا تحزنوا. Don't you break heart. Don't grieve. Otherwise the Quran was saying if grieving and all that was a thing that was remarkable, was an achievement, the Quran said, احزنوا, grieve more. That's what the Quran said. But the Quran says, no, لا تهينوا ولا تحزنوا. Don't break your heart. Don't grieve. That's what the Quran is saying. It's not saying it was break your heart and cry and all that. No, it's saying it was lift yourself. Lift yourself. So Allah has sent you to lift yourself and lift others as well. Not to break yourself and break others. You lift yourself and lift others as well. There'll be all types of people. Now you keep talking about the wrong about a certain individual. Now what happens to that person? He'd say, there's no hope for me. But now when you conduct yourself before him, as though you don't know that he's got a past. You know, with so much of cheer, so much of love, that as though he must feel that, as though you don't know about his past. That's how you must conduct yourself. As though there's a parda between you and him. You don't know anything about him. So he feels so warm in your presence. He doesn't know anything about this. Buzruk doesn't know anything about me. Or this Molana doesn't know anything about me. So won't he feel nice? But you, ishara kinaya se, so you just, those old days, you know, when we used to be in Grey Street in the corners. So he knows now in the Grey Street in the corners what we are doing and all that. He knows it. Now you just alluded, but he knows what you are alluding towards. So immediately now there is a barrier between you and him. But why do you need to do these things? Why do you need to do these things? Can't you make the person happy, cheerful, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just for the sake of Allah ta'ala. No other reason, just for the sake of Allah ta'ala. So you see, the first aspect of akhlaq is bastul wajh, cheerful countenance. And the more your heart is clear, the more tazkiyah you've got, you will be happy and you'll make everybody happy. People will be happy in your presence. But your heart is not clear, you will be gloomy and you make everybody gloomy. Your heart will be clouded and everybody's heart will be clouded. So why can't we cheer? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Not forgetting Allah Ta'ala, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You cheered now, everybody's happy. You told him, hey, you will go for namaz with Jama'at 27 times more sawabs. You know, they want to listen to you. Because you're so nice to them. You know, we'll jump in your car. Molana, in your car we're going. Or you coming in my car, Molana. No, nobody asks his car, you're coming in my car. See how the person feels now. He said, no, he was coming, he must join up with him. Because they feel happy, they feel cheered in your company. In the safar as well, one of the adab of the safar is to be a little bit cheerful, not to be pulled up. And you will see it as you start off the safar, if you got someone who's cheering, nice. That whole safar, whether it's 1 month, 2 months, whatever the duration, but you feel so nice in the whole duration of that safar. But the secret is be a little bit cheerful, spend a little bit, and be a little bit cheerful. Don't now shout people for every small thing. There'll be mistakes. They're not getting up on time. They're not doing things on time. That will happen. But now you're going to shout and pull the roof for everything. Then they won't like the suffer of you. See, when is the suffer ending? That's what they will feel. The other way around, see, so short, man. It just finished. It's 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It just ended up like that. See, so one of the other, Ali Azhar says, one of the adab of the safar is be cheerful. See that bastul wajh. What an important aspect of good character. Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq Naseeb.